And Kathy Dawes have quite a crew in here with me this morning. The First Tee program we're going to be hearing more about today. Executive Director Aaron Wall and Program Director Susan Lohman, also Eagle Level participant, and Coach Delaney Wisdom. And appreciate all three of you being here today. We'll lead off a little bit with Susan. And I know it's been a little while since I've talked about the First Tee, but remind us again what you're all about, your mission, your nonprofit, kind of how you work.
Well, the First Tee program has been in this community for about 15 years, and we started off while the golf course, Colbert Hills, was developing their green grass structure. We also incorporated the First Tee program into that whole development process, and we've been developing our program since that time. So it's been a very, very inspirational, grand learning experience for me as an elementary teacher to be involved in this program, because it does incorporate so many things that I do as an elementary teacher. I teach third grade at Northview School, and as I learned to belong to this program, I also learned how to incorporate the golf skills into the students that come out to participate in our six-week program. So the First Tee is a national program that really works and focuses on developing students and participants to be really good golfers, but really better people as they learn to handle different situations on the golf course.
Delaney, how did you get involved in First Tee?
Well, I was about 8 years old, and my father really loved golf. He's not very good, so he wanted me to be a better golfer than he was. And I went out there one summer, and I just loved it. The coaches, the people, everything out there, I loved it.
Well, very good. And I know that Aaron, I mean, as we've heard a little bit from Susan, the mission and kind of the goals, I mean, explain to us some of the things that First Tee does actually to kind of help these youngsters along.
Well, when they come out, we have each lesson, they have a golf skill that we focus on. But more importantly, we have a core value or a life skill that they're focusing on. So we put them in situations where they have to demonstrate respect or courtesy or perseverance, and then we tie that to how they can apply that in everyday situations outside of the golf course. So when they're at school or at home or anywhere, that's really our main focus, is how they can take those life skills with them and apply them in everyday situations for the rest of their life.
Well, Susan, it looks like you're pretty much full-time year-round, except I noticed spring, summer, and fall. I don't see winter mentioned, but it sounds like you're pretty active most of the year anyway. Kind of tell us about some of your programming during the spring, summer, and fall at Colbert Hills, some of the things that you do.
Well, during the spring, we have not as many participants, but we have regular programming that goes on, and the participants come out twice a week. And they have a scheduled time to be there, and we take them through a progression of lessons for golf, and then a progression of skills, the core value skills that, and the lessons that we integrated into what they do when they're out there for, they're there for 90 minutes, and they get a lot of exercise. They learn how to do basic skills up onto more complicated skills with golf. And while we teach them golf, our conversations are all about how to handle yourself in different situations that require maybe a stressful situation in school, maybe something that's going on at home, anything that requires a character value that we feel that they can benefit from to become better people is just integrated right into the activities that we have out on the golf course. So we get to walk with them, talk with them, help and mentor them as they're learning these things, and it really does develop them as a whole person.
Delaney, maybe some of the things that you got out of this, and how many years you've been involved. You mentioned you started at 8. I guess you're going to be telling us your age.
But. Yeah, almost 10 years. The core values of First Tee, honesty, integrity, all of them, they've really traveled with me through high school, and they've made me a better person completely. I mean, when I started First Tee, I was very, very quiet and shy, and now this program has really taught me to be more outgoing and to put myself out there for more opportunities, kind of like this one I have right now. So, I mean, it's all of those core values, they've traveled with me.
I want to remind our listeners, as always, phone lines are open, 537-1350, toll-free 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN if you want to join in the discussion. Erin, I know a six-week program we're talking about for ages 5 through 17, kind of how that works.
Our summer program that's held out at Colbert Hills and also in Great Life, Junction City, we, for 5 and 6 years old, we have a target program that meets on Friday morning. So they come out once a week for 6 weeks. And then once they turn 7, they're eligible for our player level. And that's for any new participants to the program. And that just introduces them to the game of golf and introduces them to the core values. A lot of our participants that come out have never been out on the golf course before. So if people feel like, well, I've never played golf before, this is a perfect program for them. Many of them have never even seen a golf course or picked up a golf club before, and it's just a really good environment for them to learn and a very inclusive environment for them to start learning something new. As they progress through the levels, we have par level, birdie, and then Delaney is in the eagle level. We get more in depth with the life skills and start focusing on things that they're going to be experiencing in their life. Like Delaney is getting ready for college applications and things like that. So we mentor on things pertaining to their life at that particular moment. So as they progress, we get more in depth with the life skills and help them along with things that are coming up.
Now, I know, of course, 24 elementary schools, and I know that, Susan, you mentioned, of course, at Northview, you really get an opportunity to see this in action, but talk about some of the work you do that way.
Well, when we first started getting into the elementary schools, it was in the, it's all over, it's in the PE program, and we train the physical education teachers to be part of our program called the National School Program, and we help them get familiar with some of the basics of golf, and while doing that, we talk about our core values and our healthy habits that we have as well, and we try to integrate that into what we do in the classroom as well. At Northview, we've just kind of adopted all of the 9 core values, and each month we get to focus and really work on with the families and with our students on each of the core values to help them to just be better people. And it gives us a great umbrella of activities that we can use to help them. So this is all something that we hope will grow the First Tee program. And just in, as we start to get more participants into our program, and right now we have over 400 in the summertime, and some stay with it, some come and go. Some are with it from the age of 5 on up to 18. Some have had many, many opportunities to take what they've learned at the First Tee program here in Manhattan and go to other cities and actually some competitions and some scholarship opportunities as well. So it's really been something that many kids have really just given it either a little shot, and we know that even that little bit has helped them, and then some that have really stuck with it all this time, like, for example, Delaney here. She started out coming out as a little girl, and she's just grown and blossomed and been such a good example for other participants in our program.
Well, before we wrap up today, too, and Delaney, maybe you can share who you would encourage to get involved with this and just anything else you're wanting to add today.
Oh, anyone. Any parents that I know that have young children, I always tell them First Tee is the program that they need to get their kids into. I mean, it teaches everything that you need to know as a young child, and it helps you grow. So whenever I meet anyone and they want to know what I do in the summer, or if they know that I play golf and they want to know what they can do to get their kids First Tee all the way.
Erin, before we wrap up, anything else to add? I know you probably want to highlight your summer program, but just anything else you're wanting to kind of highlight today.
Yes, our registration is open right now for our summer program. If you visit our website, thefirstteemanhattan.org, you can find our summer schedules there online. And we do have an online registration form that you can fill out and get your kids signed up. It is $70 for our six-week program. That includes 12 hour-and-a-half lessons, and it also includes a participant card where they have some opportunities to practice and play out at Colbert Hills for free, and as well as other local golf courses. And we have got some good discounts for the participants that sign up.
Susan, anything else you're wanting to add before we wrap?
Well, I just wanted to say, too, that the people that are in charge and that are coaching and instructing the participants when they come out there, a lot of them are teachers, physical education teachers, classroom teachers, and people in the community that really want to give back and make a difference and just help mentor youth. And I have to say that as I mentor the mentors, a lot of these people have really gotten as much out of it as the participants as well. So that piece alone has been very, very inspiring to me to belong and stay with this program as long as I have been. So it's a really interesting program. I challenge anybody to come on out and watch us at work this summer. We'll be there in June and July, and it's a really amazing opportunity for kids and people to come out and watch.
Well, thanks to the three of you for stopping by. Really do appreciate it. And again, we've had from the First Tee program Susan Lohman, also Delaney Wisdom and Aaron Wall. We'll take a break. We have Miss Kansas from Manhattan. Catherine Carmichael will be joining us next, and you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.